Hello everyone and welcome. My name's Stephen Green and this is English with Stephen, the podcast that gives you everything you need to learn English in under 10 minutes. And today I have a word story for you. For new listeners, a word story is an episode where I take a deep dive into the origin of a word or phrase and then look at how it is used today. I find with my students that it's a highly effective way of thinking about what a word means. And today's word is junk. It is a word that is commonly used today in many different circumstances, so make sure you stay tuned to find out all about it. After this short musical interlude. This is the English with Stephen podcast. All of the episodes in this podcast are designed to help you learn English as quickly and effectively as possible. The episodes are short so that you can focus all of your energies on them. They also come with a transcript to help you understand and learn new vocabulary. You can find the transcripts as well as links to my social media and all the previous podcast episodes at englishwithstephen.com. Before we go into detail on the origin and meaning of the word junk, I'd like to recommend another podcast for English students. It is called Simple English News Daily, and it is absolutely fantastic. Every weekday, Monday to Friday, they produce a 7-minute episode covering world news that is clear and easy to understand. If you're interested in what's going on around the world, and you want to improve your ability to talk about the news, then this podcast is for you. You can find it on your podcast app by searching for Simple English News Daily, or by going to the website send7.org. That's send, S-E-N-D, followed by the number 7. I'll also have a link on my site, englishwithstephen.com. And now, over to the word junk. Before we talk about where the word comes from, let's talk about where the word does not come from. Before doing my research for this episode, I assumed the word junk was related to a type of Chinese ship, also called a junk. While the word is associated with ships, it has nothing to do with Chinese ships. Europeans only really encountered Chinese words from the 16th century, but the word junk has existed for much longer. Nobody's quite sure where the original word for junk comes from. What is certain is that it was being used in English in the 1300s. It was used on ships and described old pieces of rope. These old bits of rope were no good for their original purpose of tying things down or connecting one thing to another, but they were not completely useless. They could be used for other jobs, like painting the side of a boat or cleaning the decks. This idea of something that was almost useless, and so very cheap, can be seen in many of the more modern meanings. By the 19th century, a junk shop was a shop where you could buy almost useless stuff from old ships. We can see here how it still kept the original connection with ships, but now it wasn't just ropes, but anything from a ship that no longer served its original purpose. The word junk shop still exists, but it has lost the connection with ships and instead means anything that is old and almost useless, from furniture to clothes. A contemporary alternative to junk shop is charity shop in the UK or thrift shop in the USA. With a charity or thrift shop, the organisation running the business is usually raising money for a church, charity or other non-profit reason. A junk shop is usually a private business and, for me at least, brings with it the idea of being dark and not very welcoming. From this idea of being almost useless and probably cheap, it's easy to see the meaning of a phrase like junk food, which is food that is cheap and has very little nutritional value. Very tasty though. I know that pizzas and burgers are junk food, but I love them. Junk mail is the stuff you get through your door, advertising things you will never need. And if you're using email instead of traditional mail, you might put all these useless messages in a junk folder. If you're an unfortunate financial investor, You might have junk bonds that you thought were once going to make you rich, but are now not worth the paper they are written on. A junkyard is a place where old cars go to die. When I was a kid, if something went wrong with our car, my dad would go down to the junkyard to try to find a piece from a similar but almost destroyed car, and then replace the broken piece on our car. Junkyards still exist, of course, but with the increasing complexity of cars, it's becoming more difficult to just swap parts around. And of course, if you have something that you think is useless, you can throw it away or just junk it, so that the noun is also a verb. In the 1920s, there was an interesting development in the life of the word junk. In American slang, it became used to describe narcotics, especially heroin. While this usage of the word is not very common today, it gave birth to a slightly different word which we can see all over the place. Junkie. Originally, a junkie was a drug addict, someone who used heroin. The idea of addiction, of needing something in order to survive, is very important for the new meanings of the word. If you've ever watched the film Trainspotting, you'll have heard the use of junkie with this meaning many times. However, it has now become much more commonly used in other contexts. A sports junkie, for example, is someone who is addicted to watching, playing, or taking part in sports. A politics junkie is someone who has to know what's going on in the world of politics. Perhaps the most common example of the word nowadays is news junkie, which is someone who loves following the news and discovering what is going on around the world. Are you a junkie for anything? If so, leave me a message on my site, englishwithstephen.com. On my site, you'll also find links to my social media, where you can let me know about what you are a junkie for as well. And don't forget, if you are a news junkie, or if you are someone who would like to practice their listening skills every day by listening to a short summary of what's happening around the world, then go listen to the Simple English News Daily podcast on your app or on the site send7.org. That's all from me for today. I honestly hope this episode was not junk for you. I hope to speak to you all next week. So long. English with Stephen is written, recorded, and edited by me, Stephen Green. The music you hear at the beginning and end was written and recorded by my friend and former student, Beppe. English with Stephen is recorded in Curitiba, in the south of Brazil. Remember, you can find past episodes, transcripts, social media links, and much, much more on my site, englishwithstephen.com. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your studies.